children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. You guys are in for a treat tonight. Steve Barish is back and we are going to do a joint holographic projector room healing on a couple people who have graciously volunteered and have quite a list of things to work on. So Steve,
hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you have your work cut out for you tonight.
Yeah. That's cool.
And we don't know how long this is going to take, listeners, but after that, you will be able to go ahead and call in and, you know, we'll work on one thing for each person. Right now, I am sitting inside of my new holographic projector room. And Steve, are you near yours also?
What I'm going to do, Valerie, is to go into your room with you.
Okay, cool.
And make a connection with you, and we'll work right out of your room together.
Woohoo!
So let me make a connection. You should be able to feel me over there right now. Can you feel that?
I feel you on my left.
Good, good.
Okay, cool.
That's
well, we got the computer here.
The
we got the phone and everything. And
great.
And so is Ginger on the line yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hey,
hi.
Ginger, how are you?
Hi.
How
so
you doing,
never
Ginger?
Have your work cut out for you. You've got two old codgers and their 60s to work on with all the wear and tear.
Okay.
And a few other things besides.
Well, we're going to go ahead and work on you first, Ginger.
Okay.
And then on David.
Okay.
And then if you have things jointly together, then we'll work on that. How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay. So what
wonderful.
I'm going to be doing is I'm going to let Steve talk, and I'm going to be just providing support and helping to channel the energy.
Okay, that's
Ginger,
great, Dr. Valerie.
Yeah, Ginger, could you tell me what's going on, dear, please?
Well, basically, I made 67 years, last week, but that'll give you an idea with my age. But what happened back starting January is I had some dental work done, didn't know it at the time, but I aspirated a tooth, ended up in the hospital in March, with a massive infection that they thought was cancer, or they thought they were going to have to take my lung out until they found the tooth. But it's left me with some lung damage that he said I can live with if I can. Otherwise, I can have something done about it. Basically, that's it in terms of the lungs. It's just the discomfort I have when I take a deep breath, and I think there may be some scarring in there. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've had stress angina for years, but again, just when I'm stressful. Had gut problems in my 20s and off and on, you know, a sluggish gut. But other than that, I've been healthy as a heart, as a horse. So
good.
I've got no major complaints that I can even tell you about.
Okay, honey, you should be able to feel the energy moving in your lung already. The black is coming out of there now.
Yeah, I had a lot of x-rays when I was in the hospital.
You should be able to see that energy moving out of your body right now. Can you see that in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel the energy moving?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. Just let that go out. You should be able to feel light in your heart. You should be able to feel the darkness in the left lung and the right lung, the left lung especially.
Well, the right lung is the one that had the...
Yes, but the left lung is also clearing, so...
Okay.
The right lung is already clearing. We're getting the left one cleared, too. I think there's a lot of fear involved, so... Can you feel that energy moving out?
No, not really, but I've never been a feeler with healing. I was married to a healer for about 5 years, and he worked on me. I never felt it, but I got the results from it.
Okay, good. The energy is starting to clear in the right lung right now. I can see a lot of darkness that's being lifted. Good. How does it feel? Can you feel the difference?
I'm not feeling anything, Steve. Just maybe a light warmth and tingling, but then again, you know, that might be just anticipation or whatever.
Well, you should be able to feel tingling. You should be able to feel the energy going through the top of your head. Can you feel your feet tingling?
Can I feel what?
Your feet. Can you feel your feet tingling?
Yes, I do feel them tingling
good.
A little bit.
Good. What's happening is that the energy is coming through from the earth. It's coming down from heaven.
Okay.
Now, your head's opening up more. I can feel that now. Can you feel your tummy being lightened up? Can you feel that? You should be able to feel the energy moving through your... through your gut.
I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I'm feeling
right
it too.
Now. You are? Good.
Mm-hmm. There's an expansion happening right now in your gut area. I'm watching the light going in and the energy being cleared. What I need you to do is to let go of everything. That's it. Just open up your mind. Good. Can you feel yourself expanding?
Yes, I do. And
good.
I feel some warmth in my legs.
Yes. What we need to do with this kind of energy work, with any kind of energy work, you have to let go of everything. Thought, experiences, everything. And focus in on love. That's all you need to focus in on. That's it. Take in a good breath. I think you'll see that your lung is a lot more open.
Yes, I don't feel the discomfort at the bottom of it.
That's correct, dear.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel
a warmth in my arms.
Excuse me?
I feel a warmth in my arms
yes.
and limbs. Yes.
What we need to do is, with any type of energy work, honey, we have to let go. The idea of the energy is that energy is love, and what we need to do is just totally let go of everything and just trust in God. See, energy is coming from Him, not from me. I'm just a conduit.
And as you're letting go, as the black comes out, I'm pulling it in and channeling it into this big tourmaline crystal in my room that clears all that energy. So if you're visual, you should be seeing some violet that's happening.
Yes.
Now, your left side should be open a lot. In other words, you should be breathing in, and the right side, your actually your heart is lightening up an awful lot. I can feel the freedom in your heart right now. The right side lung is opening. It's opening slowly. We need to let everything go, and that'll open up also, but your left side is open. I suspect you can feel that.
Yes.
Yes. Good. This has been very hard for you to let go.
It's very hard for me to let go.
Yes, yes.
Just in general.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
I know, I could feel it.
I wasn't sure when you had said that I had a blockage in the lower part when we had talked about before, if we were talking about the solar plexus area.
Yes.
Because I tend to pull things in to be over fearful for as long as I can remember, to worry about survival things, that type of thing.
Well, a lot of us hold on to that energy in that area. The central tendon or diaphragm can become very, very tight. I've released a lot of people from the diaphragm, which causes tremendous energy to come in and for the anxiety to leave. So what we're doing is that the diaphragm is lightening up, but I think your gut is a lot lighter, and so is your left side. What we need to do is focus in and just let go of the right side. I'll let the energy go totally in the right side. If that's it. That's it. Now you're opening. Very, very good. Let the energy fulfill you. That's a promise from heaven. That's it. You should be able to feel a lot more freedom. Can you feel that?
Yeah, it feels a bit lighter. My face feels somewhat flushed.
Yes. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Yes, I do.
Could you write down a saying that I'm going to give you?
Okay.
Okay. The truth to me is very profound. It is a flower, a key to my soul.
Repeat that last part.
A flower.
Yeah.
A key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. The truth being the oneness of heaven, the oneness of God. If you focus on that, you'll never get lost again.
Okay.
If we let go, you'll stay very focused.
Okay.
Wisdom, write this one down too.
Okay.
Wisdom is to be gained by respect of self.
I think I spent my whole life giving to other people and always sacrificing myself. It was always hard to let go and to be respectful, let's say.
Yes.
I've been trying to change with new ideas, but old habits are hard. Let go.
Here's another one for you to write down.
Okay.
Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am.
Okay.
If we trust in the Maker, everything will be set free. All we have to do is let go and trust. Now, your breath is coming back, and it's very, very strong. You seem to be very...
Are you there? Hold on, we seem to have gotten disconnected.
Hello?
Okay, we're back.
Yeah, we got a little...
we had a little interruption there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we need to do is to focus on love. And if you look right now, you're going to feel very grounded, very balanced, and very open. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. You're there.
Yeah, good.
You're there. That's wonderful. You're very, very grounded and very, very focused. I can feel that. You should be able to feel everything around you. You should be able to have more vision. Even at the side of view of your head, you should be able to see almost 180 degrees.
I can't tell yet.
Pardon?
I can't tell that yet.
Yeah, I can tell it. I can tell very open. I think what you'll be able to do, is it nighttime where you're at?
Yes, it is.
It is, okay. Tomorrow morning when you get up.
Yeah, I'm right in between the both of you.
Excuse me?
I'm in Louisiana right between the both of you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
So you get us in stereo.
Right.
Yeah. What you're going to notice tomorrow when you get up is that the colors outside are going to be greener. The sky will be whiter.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to see things much, much clearer.
Good.
Being open is just, it's a wonderful feeling. You should be able to feel the energy in your gut, and your breathing should be a lot better. How does that feel to you now?
Yeah, I don't have the discomfort in my right lung. My face still feels flushed. My body feels good.
Good, honey. Who else do we need to work on, dear?
That would be David. As a matter of fact, I'm walking through the house to give him the phone so that you can talk to him.
Great.
I think I had given to Dr. Valerie some information mm-hmm. about what some of his problems were, but I think he'll be able to tell you also as soon as he gets the radio adjusted. Hold on just a second.
Are you still on the phone?
I'm still on the phone.
I'm going to say two words to you. Baruch Hashem, which means blessed be his name.
Thank you very much, Steve.
You're quite welcome, dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Valerie. Here's David.
Bet. Yeah, it's so much fun to do this, isn't it, Steve?
Hello.
You bet.
Hello.
Hello there, David.
Yeah.
Hi, we have Steve Barish on the phone, ready to do your healing.
Great.
So would you give Steve a little background on what's going on with you?
Well, I've got cataracts, and they're pretty severe, and it'll be a while before I can get them done. And I'd like some relief from that. And also my teeth are causing a low-grade infection and causing my ear and my hearing to be messed up.
Did you say your teeth, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, could you speak up just a smidge? I just about hear you.
Let me change phone.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Oh, much better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, the teeth, I've got a low-grade infection that's causing the hearing to be messed up to where it's real distorted. And then I've got nerve damage in lower extremities.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm just a wreck looking for a place to happen.
Okay.
Well, we need to change that wording.
What we're going to do is that your energy is already opening up in the back of your head. Can you feel that, sir?
I can feel some warmth there, yes.
Yes, sir. Your teeth are starting to lighten up right now as we speak. The upper teeth, we haven't got to the lower teeth, but the upper teeth are getting cleared right now. You should be able to feel energy coming out of the top of your head. Can you feel that, sir?
Yeah, I can.
Good. Okay.
I got like an intense pain on the left side of his mouth.
Okay. What we're doing right now, Valerie, is that I'm seeing the energy going into his gut,
mm-hmm.
and it's working its way up to his jaw.
Mm-hmm.
So that should release the bottom teeth. Just give me a second.
Yeah.
It's
okay. I'm pulling the blackout as you're talking.
Sure. How does that feel, sir? Can you feel that opening up in your gut?
I feel, yes. I feel something. I can't describe it, but...
That's okay. You don't have to do that. You should feel the energy coming through the feet, your hands. It's coming up to the bottom jaw right now as we speak. The energy is releasing. Let everything go. Just let everything... That's it. Let everything go. Your teeth are involved. Your eyes are involved. Everything's involved. Can you feel yourself becoming more focused, sir?
Yeah.
Good. Good. You should be able to feel air going through your eyes right now. Can you feel the air? Can you feel your eyes opening up more?
I feel something, but I'm not... It's like I said, I can't describe it.
No, that's okay. We don't have to describe it. That's fine. I'm just saying what I'm feeling and what's happening here. Okay, your eyes are opening up a lot. They're almost open like saucers. They're very, very open. Good. What I'm doing, what I would like you to do, sir, is to breathe through your eyes. What is your name? I'm sorry.
Dave.
David, if you would breathe through your eyes, just take the breath and breathe it right through your eyes. You'll feel it go all the way down your back. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Like a float and a spin at the same time.
Yes. Okay, would you do me a favor? You could say it undertone, you could say it out loud, whatever the case may be. As you're breathing in through the eyes, please say, I breathe in the breath of God. As you're breathing in through your eyes. That's it. Very, very good. I breathe in the breath of God. Do you have something to read with, sir?
Do David? I have something to read with?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, see if you're seeing better, please.
As I see differently.
Good.
I believe there's something there. Yeah.
I breathe in the breath of God through your eyes, please, David. That's it. Very, very good. Your whole body is clearing. Your hands should be hot.
They are warm, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your eyes should be a lot more open right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to keep breathing. Things are coming up to your throat right now. You should be able to feel that in your bottom teeth. Can you feel that on your bottom teeth now? Can you feel the energy? Good. Valerie, can you feel that, honey?
Yeah, what I'm feeling, too, is there was like a fissure or something going down to his right chest.
Okay.
From the teeth.
Good.
And and I'm seeing that kind of resolving. That was pretty painful.
Yeah.
And so I think what that happened from was, an abscess or something.
Well, we're letting everything go now, so yeah. I think it's really, really good. He's really attentive. David's very, very attentive.
Yeah.
His bottom jaw is really releasing. David, you feel your jaw relaxing?
Oh, yes.
Good. Good. You're opening up wonderfully. Just let everything go, David. You're doing fabulously well. Fabulous. Allow everything to go. That's it. Very good. Yeah, you've got black coming out of the right side of your jaw right now. The right side is clearing.
That one goes all the way back to the ear.
Wow. Yeah, everything's being cleared. Everything's being cleared. David, you should be able to feel a lot of white light going through your body now. Can you feel that?
I can even see it.
Good. Terrific. You can feel that coming out the back of your throat. Can you feel it in your teeth?
No, side, upper, yes.
Yes. As your jaw is clearing, so is your eyes. Your eyes are clearing, too. You feel a lot of energy in your eyes?
Yeah, they're not quite on fire, but sort of.
Yes. That's wonderful, David. You're really, really clearing a lot. We're just focusing on everything. Your body looks a lot clearer. You seem to be breathing deeper. Your mind's open a lot more. That's all just by letting go, David, and trusting. How does that feel now, David?
I feel quite a bit different.
Yes. Good. Good. Very good.
Thank you.
David, you're quite welcome. Baruch Hashem. Blessed be his name. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Yes. What else, Valerie? Is there anybody else in the family that needs anything, or...
Let me see. David, are you still on, or Ginger?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Ginger had mentioned a couple other things that were going on that you guys wanted some help with manifesting and with bringing.
Oh yeah, yeah. We
you know, bringing some good energy in.
They could use a little help, a little encouragement.
Okay.
For what, David? Please tell me.
Financial. Something is brewing in the next few months.
Okay.
It would be a big benefit to us.
Okay.
I just heard a click. Somebody pick up the phone or something? Or?
It might be just me moving the phone.
Okay.
I want to get
please
more
forgive
alignment.
Me when I get into a meditative state, I hear everything, so
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Are we still on?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
We're still on.
Have you been using the word manifestation?
Have I?
Have you been using it or not?
The word?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Good.
I can't tell if we're on the air or not.
No, you're on the air. You're on the air. What
and
we
I'm
need
on
to
the
do...
line also, too. I'm listening.
That's what I was wondering. I thought I heard something. What we're doing right now is we're letting go everything, and we're thinking manifestation. You want a monetary manifestation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. We were looking at getting financial improvement. I was wanting to get a receptor and a projector and that type of thing, and even actually work with people, but you know, first of all for our health, and then for to help other people, you know, with the same thing.
Yes.
And so everything, I guess, in both of our lives have been moving toward helping other people. It's just that we have always been let's say metaphysical in our concepts, so we're not new to it or to healing. And so that's basically what we're looking at.
Yes. We are opening you up to the universe right now. I can feel the universe going through you right now. I can feel the universe. Is David your husband?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I hear you, Lord. You have to believe that manifestation will happen for you.
Yes.
You guys are not believing. You have to believe. I'm hearing from the Most High. You have to open up and believe. It will come to you. It's exactly what I'm hearing from heaven.
Okay. Okay.
It will happen for you.
Yes.
Is there anything else?
Well, I think one of mine is that I do meditation. I'm trying to connect more closely with my higher self. This has sort of been something that has been going on with me since I was a child and had a spiritual experience. I've been seeking to get to know more and more and sharing it with others. But there seems to be that, I can't say a connection that is blocked. I can't seem to relax enough. It may have something to do with that solar plexus chakra, you know, not having been opened or whatever, that I could get that particular state that I want to get in to where I can, communicate with the spirit side of myself and feel a response, you know, a two-way communication.
Your solar plexus is opening now.
Good.
For communication.
But I think that's been the main focus.
Have you had a lot of brain chatter?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's one of my major problems, is the chatter.
Yes.
That I try to, I won't say control, because the more you try to control it, the more it seems to be there. But relax more.
Yes, what you need to do is totally let go. To gain control, you need to give up control.
Yeah.
There's a spiritual control that's very, very strong. But you have to give up the actual control, the physical and mental control. There is a higher control, and it's actually not even control. It's a matter of just letting go.
Yeah. That
and,
seems to be where it is that I can't quite do, I guess.
Okay. What you need to do in meditation is draw an X on top of your head.
Yes.
Okay? You get to the point of the X, the actual axis of the X. And what you do is just focus and stay right there. And don't move. Whatever you see, whatever happens, you stay focused at that point. And what that'll do is get rid of all the brain chatter.
Okay.
But you have to focus. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Just focus at that one point, and that'll let everything go.
Okay, Steve, I'm doing it as you're talking, and that does seem to be a very good focus point.
What I could do is... There is a way of standing in the light. You can get right to access just by standing up and standing straight and leaning back just a smidge, and you'll be in perfect access. And what that means is that you're perfectly connected to heaven, and you're perfectly connected to the center of the earth. And you'll be able to feel that energy running through your body. It takes a little bit of practice.
Okay,
but
you
stand
up straight
up,
and then lean back a little bit?
Just lean back a smidge. If I lean forward just a smidge, yes. Now, go backwards, and I'll tell you when to stop, but slowly. Right there. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
That's perfect access.
Okay.
Can you feel the energy flowing between heaven and earth?
I do feel something.
Okay, good. That's what you want to do. And you can open up your hands, face the sun, and just let that energy pour in. And that's all part of God. Everything is part of God.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is oneness. Now, that should help you tremendously.
Okay. Now, you may think this strange. I'm not sure.
But I never think anything strange.
When I contacted Valerie in the beginning, I said, this is a three-way thing. It's a trio. We have a dog. Yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi. We call him Obi. And he's
okay.
included in everything. He's our child.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you're more like his, but that's okay.
Well, of course, he thinks it. He allows us here, and as long as we do what we're supposed to, we're allowed to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But that was the only other thing, and boy, I do thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, dear. Your doggie's doing fine.
That's wonderful.
Your doggie's doing fine. He loves you very, very much.
Yeah. The feeling is mutual.
I imagine. I imagine. Sometimes he gets frustrated with you guys.
Oh, of course he does. I can't read his mind. David's very good. He's a dog whisperer. he speaks in pictures, and they have a perfect relationship. I'm denser, so we have a little frustration for me because I don't quite get what he's talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's okay. He has great hopes for you.
Yeah,
I hope so. Thank you all very much.
Oh, God bless you, Baruch Hashem, and may the Lord follow you all the days of your life.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was great. I could feel the energy moving, you know, as we were going through all this stuff.
Yes.
And I could really feel, you know, as the black was coming out, I was directing it to the crystal in my room that draws the negativity out and transmutes
cool.
it for people.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool stuff. And Dominic wanted to call in. So, Dominic, are you still awake? Go ahead and call us. He was interested in having you work on him also.
I have to say hello to Quinn.
Yeah, hey, Quinn.
He's a great guy. He's a very young man who's very hip with energy, and he's coming up with some wonderful ideas with the projectors. And I talked to Fred Bell today, and we're going to make a connection between all the people that have the projectors. We were discussing that today, so... I'm going to need everybody's email. If you could call either Valerie or myself, I'll give you my phone number. It's area code 585-746-8321. And if you can call Valerie, give us your emails, and we will start a program, or at least Fred will start the program, to connect everybody together. We'll all be able to talk and help each other out with the projectors. And I think Quinn is really a great guy. Hello?
Hi there. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Good?
Hello, this is Justina.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I was wondering if I could maybe get some help with a thyroid issue that I have. I was recently diagnosed with nodules on the thyroid, and I've manifested these a while back, and the condition is getting worse.
What is your name, please?
Justina.
Eugenia?
No, Justina.
Justina.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just speak up a smidge, honey? It's very hard to hear.
Definitely. Is this any better?
Yes, wonderful.
Yes. Okay. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
So my name is Justina.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And,
you're starting to clear already, dear. There's energy going through your chest and your throat right now as we speak. It's going up to your brain. You should be able to feel your tummy opening up right now. You feel the energy flowing through you?
Yes.
Good. Good. Just keep it coming. Keep it open. Let all your fear go, honey, and let all your anger go. That's it. Good. You feel yourself opening up?
Yes, there's, it's almost like a shedding of weight, especially
yes.
on the left-hand side.
Yes.
From the top of the head through the entire body.
Right.
Including the throat.
Good. Just let everything go there. That's it. Wonderful. Let yourself expand. Just let everything expand. Think of love. Just think of love. That's it. That's it. Good. You've been asleep for a long time, my dear.
Yes, unfortunately.
You're opening up now. That's it. You should feel yourself very centered, very grounded. Can you feel that?
I feel I'm getting moving back towards the center.
Yes.
The weight has moved towards the left breast.
Yes, just let that clear, honey. Let everything clear. It's, your body's clearing now. I'm just a conduit. This energy's coming from heaven, so just let it go through your body.
Yes.
You're being cleared. That's it. Your left side of your head is opening up through you. You can, should be able to feel that through your left eye, through the top of the head, the ear, the whole thing. Can you feel it?
Yes.
Good. 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 Your body is saying freedom. I can feel the word freedom just escaping from your body.
Yeah.
Good.
There's a lot of stuff that you haven't been saying.
I
can feel it. Boy, there's a whole lot of stuff you've held back.
Yes.
And if you let go, oh, watch out.
Yeah.
People are going to be very, very,
she's
very,
going
very
to be
surprised.
She's going to be a completely different person before she hangs up.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to speak your truth, dear. You know, no matter what anybody thinks, no matter what you think might happen to you for speaking it, you got to speak it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of tired of being a sore thumb.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job of opening up this evening, so that's really wonderful to see. And the top of your head is probably hurting you right now, or just, and your head is just opening up. There's a lot coming out. That's it. Just let it come out. Don't worry about it. It's just stuff that needs to leave you. That's it.
You know, Quinn's listening right now.
Oh, yes.
So I bet you he's doing his magic on his set of projectors, too.
I would think so.
And Quinn, she needs some help with her throat area there.
Her throat's already clear.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Do you feel a very big expansion in your throat? You should have felt that about 30 seconds ago.
Yes.
Good.
You know, she reminds me of my little cat, my stray cat that I got. The first time he purred, it was like he was so unused to doing it that it sounded like an old rusty lawnmower starting up. I'm getting that feeling.
Oh, yeah. I'm that rusty, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the feeling I'm getting from you, and I got the whole picture. I was like, whoa.
Yep.
It's okay. It's just practice.
Been a long, long time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let everything go, honey. doing great. Do you do a lot of prayer?
Sorry?
Do you do a lot of prayer?
Yes, I do.
Good. With prayer, could you add just one word?
Which one?
Please.
I'm sorry?
Could you add just one word to your prayer? The word is please.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Well, do.
Yes.
I've used it. I mean, I didn't realize it was missing lately.
Sometimes what we do is look at the Bible, and the Bible doesn't have please in it.
Oh, believe me, I don't use the Bible.
Well, I do. I read the Torah almost every day, but the word that we need to use is please. I think very important.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Yes.
I hug a tree sometimes when I pray.
Good, good. You should be clear now. Do you feel a lot better?
Definitely.
Good.
There's a definite shift.
Good.
Definite shift.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're
Steve.
Quite
Thank
welcome.
You, Dr.
Baruch
Hashem.
Hashem. May God be with you all the days.
Baruch Hashem.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so Quinn is sending in things via the fast chat.
Okay,
and
cool.
Dominic wanted to call in, and he said he was going to try to call in here, so hopefully we can get him in real quick.
I told him that I would talk about him. He has a cancer in his right hip, and it's very, very rare. And I'm making a connection to that right now, and I'm releasing it for him. And if we could pray for him, if everybody could pray for him, the doctors don't give him much hope, and I give him all the hope in the world.
You bet. What's his name?
Mr. Jones. I forget his first name. I have it in my wallet. I'll have to go over and get it. But he's a sweet man, and he's got a beautiful GT40. It's a race car. It's a beautiful automobile. And we've made a good connection. Mm-hmm. And I just want him to heal. Now, I've got some black coming out of his body now. We're just letting that go. I can feel it. Thank you. Good. He's doing great. He's doing great. I hope he's listening. I told him I would mention his name.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's really hot in this room.
Yeah, I imagine. I can feel my face is very hot.
Yeah.
I know that I'm over there in the room with you, so and we're sending out a lot of energy. So if anybody wants to call in, please do. We would love to heal you.
Yeah, and I'm sitting in front of the projector. You know, we talk about Quinn, and if you guys don't know, Quinn is this young man who is amazing. And Quinn has been doing all kinds of experiments with these projectors and has taught both of us quite a few things, because Steve and I kind of got him, threw him up on the wall, and went, great, we have healing.
Yeah.
And Quinn's going, well, what happens if we do this? And what happens if we do that? And, hey, guys, look what happened now. So it's very cool. Who do we have on the line?
Dominic.
Dominic, hey.
Dominic, hi.
Nice to hear you. What can we do for you?
Okay. Steve already managed to do some clearing of blockages in my legs, and I suppose I still have lots of problems, although it's improved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still trying to work out what is going on. It's like, you know, in my throat area, it's kind of like, it feels like it's all twisted when I'm trying to talk.
Okay, Dominic, what's happening right now? Your first chakra is opening up. The energy in your feet should be moving up towards your first chakra. You should be able to feel the energy flowing through the top of your head right now. Can you feel that?
I believe I can.
Good, sir. Okay, the energy is going through all the major chakras in your body. It's going through the seven. There's a lot more chakras than that, but we won't get into that tonight. We're just going to clear everything. Good. Could you feel yourself coming down? You should be able to feel the energy coming down. You should be able to feel yourself refocusing. Can you feel that, sir?
I believe so.
Good. Your eyes should be very much more focused. Can you feel that?
Something's coming through.
Yes. Okay, your feet are wide open. Your energy is clearer down there. Can you feel the energy flowing much freer?
Yes, I can.
Good. What else is wrong? We have about 8 minutes. What else is wrong, Dominic?
Well, I'm not too sure in terms of that. You know, I can't even begin to think now.
Well, you're clearing very fast, Dominic.
Sorry?
You're clearing very fast. Everything is happening very fast. There's some angels around you helping right now, so that's beautiful. Valerie, can you hear him, honey? I can't hear him. Can you tell me? I can barely hear him. Okay.
Dominic, one of the things that I'm picking up is you might want to do Quinn's mantra that works quite well that he gave to me, which is instantly, I now release all blockages and obstacles to my success and powers of manifestation.
Oh.
And I'll email that to you, too. Instantly, I now release all obstacles or blockages to my success and powers of manifestation. Because I feel you've got the same situation going on that I had going on, which is you're doing everything you can. You're bumping up against the glass ceiling, kind of.
Yeah.
And not being able to progress the way that you know you should be able to. And that's more than a physical body thing. It evidences itself in your life because we're in physical life. But this is beyond that. And part of it has to do with past life stuff, certainly. But a lot of it has to do with this life and with never being allowed to really move forward completely.
Okay. I'm feeling something right now. Dominic?
Yeah?
You need to trust yourself a lot more.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You have to trust yourself. You have to trust the process that's happening to you, and you have to trust your own self. You have to trust your judgment. You have to trust your intuition. That's it. Let that go through you. Beautiful. That was a big change. Did you feel that, Dominic?
Yeah, it's kind of pale violet energy.
Good. Good. Good.
It's wonderful.
Your cats have been trying to tell you this, you know. They trust you. You know, they know what's going on.
How does that feel, Dominic? You're having a little pain coming out of the top of your head. Just let that go. It's just old stuff coming out. It's old thinking.
Yeah.
That's it. Just trust the process. Trust yourself. Trust your own judgments.
Yeah, and open your eyes up wide so you can see more.
Yes. That's happening now.
Yeah.
His eyes are opening up. Can you feel that, Dominic? Can you feel your eyes opening like saucers?
Yeah.
Good boy. Good.
Yes, I almost want to cry.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. That's a lot better, Dominic. You should be feeling a lot better.
Indeed.
How does that feel to you?
I believe fine.
Good.
Excellent.
Excellent, buddy. Do you have a nuclear receptor?
I've got a silver one.
Good for you.
Selling silver with an emerald on it.
Good for you. Have you cleaned it?
I have since, last time I talked to you, it was dirty, but I had it cleaned. And
good, good. Mm-hmm. What I would suggest doing, Dominic, is taking it and washing it off. Just wash it in the water.
Don't touch it.
Just wash it in the water. That should help clear it.
Yeah, I do that at least once a day. I do mine twice a day.
Your energy is much clearer, Dominic. You seem to be a lot more open.
How long should one wash it for a day?
I would wash it in the morning before you even put it on.
I'd wash it in the evening too. You just rinse it underneath there. It doesn't take long.
Oh, okay.
Just a few seconds. Just rinse it.
I do it every single day and sometimes.
Good for you. Good. What I would suggest doing, Dominic, is taking it and let it dry on your chest.
Uh-huh.
Or on your clothes. Don't even wipe it off. Just let it go do its own thing.
Okay.
Guys, we're gonna have to end this. They're gonna give us the hook any second now.
Thank you, Dominic, very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Steve, for being on, and I'll call you in just a second.
Okay.
And thank you, listeners, so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night. Time to wake up.